Have you missed those sounds? Sounds of bustle and busyness. Sounds of cars and hooters. People shouting. Have you missed noise? For many of us, everything seems to have stopped, or the world that we knew has stopped. Everything has just come to a halt. And yet some are busier than ever, and we need to have our thoughts focused on them, our prayers focused on them. But it's brought us to a point where we have to rethink, to reframe our own lives, the lives of our communities, the lives of our churches, and the life of our world, a precious gift from God. The Lord be with you. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, the righteous shall enter through it. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me, and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvellous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Today we celebrate Palm Sunday, with Jesus entering the city of Jerusalem, a city that would have been bustling, not with motorised traffic, but there would have been a lot of noise. And he was challenging that city. He was challenging the people. He was challenging the power that was there. In the busyness of our lives, Jesus speaks. When they had approached Jerusalem and had come to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied there, and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. And if anyone says something to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them,' and immediately he will send them." Now this took place that what was spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, gentle and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." And the disciples went and did just as Jesus had directed them, and brought the donkey and the colt, and laid on them their garments, on which he sat. And most of the multitude spread their garments in the road, and others were cutting branches from the trees and spreading them in the road. And the multitudes going before him, and those who followed after, were crying out, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he had entered Jerusalem, all the city was stirred, saying, "Who is this?" And the multitudes were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Yes, Jesus has made his way to Jerusalem. He knew that he needed to go there again, but this time with more people aware of who he was, what he was about, what he was doing, with murmurings and with fear spreading among the people as to what he might be doing. Some were thinking Here he is. Here is the Messiah warrior that we were anticipating. Here is the one who will overthrow the powers that be, that we might be God's people again. But of course, Jesus has a different tack. He has a different way of going about things. He doesn't ride in on a stallion. He rides in on a donkey and fulfills scripture in doing so. Yes, he comes in power, the power of God. But as he says later to Pilate, my kingdom is not of this world. It's not of this world. It's for this world, but not of it. It's not in the way that you do power. It's not about oppression. It's about freedom. Not about control. It's about freedom. It's not about getting your own way. It's about freedom. So Jesus comes in on the donkey. He's welcomed. This is somebody who we can really look to, and he's going to help us. He's going to be the one. But there is something there about, yes, I've come to help you so that you can grasp what God is about, so that you can have a relationship with God, and that the powers that oppress you can be blown away as well. Over the last couple of weeks, we've lost securities that we thought we had. And we are faced with our mortality in a more pressing way. And in a way, there is a freedom in that. A freedom to enjoy the day, if we have the day to enjoy. If we have the freedom, if we have the space, if we're able to be out in the beautiful sunshine. But even if we're cooped up, to make something of the day that is given to us, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are to rejoice and to be glad in it. As Jesus goes into Jerusalem, he can enjoy that day. He can enjoy the moment. He can even enjoy it as he goes in and clears the temple. But he knows what's coming. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't seize what is before us this very day and make the most of it. Make the most of it for ourselves, for those we love, for those we meet, for those we know. It's strange just communicating with people over a distance, over phones and through video connections and like this. It's all very odd. I noticed on the last night that they tried to do a sort of video connection, and there were some amusing bits. But it didn't have the same kind of feel to it at all, because the people weren't actually together. We do need to be together. Maybe after this, there will be different ways of working. Maybe there will be more video meetings. Maybe there will be a saving of travelling around. But we still need to meet. We still need to be together. It's good that I can communicate somehow with some of you in this way, but it's not the same as being together. And I'm sure when this is over, although the technology will have its place, we will also want to abandon it and find each other and speak to each other face to face, hold each other, even give each other a hug. Because we are here, we are flesh, we are
in this wonderful world that asks us to embrace it and to hold it. Jesus comes to challenge the power of his day, and we perhaps should be doing more to challenge the powers of our day, to worry less about our own security, and to think about those we love, about the generations to come, the ones we see and the ones we won't see. Something about handing on this beautiful planet to others. Something about rejoicing in all that has been given to us. Something about turning to God in a new and fresh way.
Let us pray. We pray for forgiveness for the many times we have denied Jesus. We pray for grace to seek out those habits of sin which mean spiritual death, and by prayer and self-discipline to overcome them. We pray for Christian people that through the suffering of disunity there may grow a rich union in Christ. We pray for those who make laws and interpret them and administer them, that our common life may be ordered in justice and mercy. We pray for those who still make Jerusalem a battleground. We pray for all nations that are at war. We pray for those who have the courage and honesty to work openly for justice and peace. Lord, have mercy. We pray for those in the darkness and agony of isolation that may find support and encouragement. We pray for those weighed down with hardship, failure or sorrow, who feel that God is far from them. We pray for those who are tempted to give up the way of the cross. Lord, have mercy. Pray for those who are on the front line, who are challenged each and every day with many things that are beyond their strength, beyond their fortitude. Be with them, Lord. Hold them, Lord. We thank you for them and pray for them. We pray particularly for these coming weeks. Give us strength and give us wisdom, Lord. Help us to work together and to not lose heart. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy upon us, we pray. True and humble King, hailed by the crowd as Messiah, grant us the faith to know you and love you, that we may be found beside you on the way of the cross, which is the path of glory. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you humbled yourself in taking the form of a servant, and in obedience died on the cross for our salvation. Give us the mind to follow you and to proclaim you as Lord and King, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let your bearing towards one another arise out of your life in Christ Jesus. For the divine nature was his from the first, yet he did not think to snatch at equality with God, but made himself nothing, assuming the nature of a slave. Bearing the human likeness, revealed in human shape, he humbled himself, and in obedience accepted even death, death on a cross. Therefore God raised him to the heights, and bestowed on him the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven, on earth, and in the depths, and every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Christ crucified draw you to himself, to find in him a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you, and remain with you always. Amen.
Yeah.